Welcome back to Off the Field Podcast, episode 113. Everybody, bench warmers. I feel like I haven't called you guys that in a long time, but I have some news for you, everybody. It is off the field news. Captain America is not here by my side today. It is Ty Guy from Dodger Films. Go ahead, say hello.
Hi, friends.
He is going to be not a guest today, but more of a co-host. Cap has some personal issues in his life that he has to deal with, and I honestly don't know when he will be back. I found this out yesterday and went to a quick pivot to try and find a co-host for this week. And Ty Guy, thank you for showing up and being the co-host.
Thank you for reaching out. I was excited when you asked me. It's pretty cool.
Thank you. So yeah, I will try to update you the best with what is going on with Cap and how soon he'll be back. But I think it'll at least be a month, if I'm being honest. Not really sure. I'm getting updates as much as you guys are. So the most recent news I know is he has life things going on, and I got to rock it with some co-hosts for the time being, or we might miss a few episodes. It's just a strange time for Off the Field Podcast right now.
It's life. It happens.
Yeah. I know he's probably going to be a little happy too, because back when it was Mobo as the co-host, he was a weekly listener. So now that he was the co-host, he wasn't listening anymore because, he's the one talking. So if you're listening, Cap, nice to hear you, you hear us.
Yes, I guess. Yes. We're so glad you're listening.
Yeah, I know. You probably miss these days. Him and Shortsy were like the two that, and Art, were like the three that were like hourly. We listen every week.
Hey, shout out to Art because he helped me out today. I'm not going to lie.
And I listened to your podcast.
Did you?
I did, heading into overtime.
Okay, what'd you think, real quick?
And I'll prove it to you that I did. You talked about a lot of basketball.
We did.
You talked about some betting.
We did.
And you talked about how you're going to have all these dope stories. But we didn't hear any yet.
No, not because it's saved for later. You got to build the audience
up.
Yeah,
it's episode one.
Yeah, it's episode one.
Episode one of Heading Into Overtime. That's Ty Guy and Dean's podcast. You guys can check that out. And man, we have a lot to talk about here on Off the Field Podcast because we did not do a podcast last week. I was trying to fit it in before I took off for Cincinnati, and that one day where I could film and do it all before I left did not work for Cap. So,
but I bet Cincinnati was fun, though.
Oh, Cincinnati was hella fun. We're going to talk a lot of Cincinnati, but I kind of want to recap that stuff we did miss. It'll be very fast because a lot of this news is a little old by this point. I want to say thank you to all of you that wish me happy birthday, because that was supposed to be a thank you in the last episode last week, but like I said, we didn't do it. So let me get the thank yous out there. And now let's get through all this other news that happened in last week. We have Kevin Durant getting traded to the Rockets. That was Jalen Green and Dylan Brooks going the other way in the trade. Wow, I can't believe how much happened. We had all that week and didn't talk about. The Thunder won the finals. Shea is the first ever finals MVP, conference finals MVP, and MVP.
That's wild. He's a dog.
That's insane. LSU also won the national championship for college, second time in 3 years, beating Arkansas. And we played softball with the Costco guys.
Yes, we did.
Yes, in the June softball special. You were there for that. How much fun did you have?
Honestly, that was probably the most fun I've had playing softball in a long time. Really.
I love that.
Because I felt like they're so genuine.
Yeah.
I've never met a celebrity like group nicer than them.
Yeah.
They were just so easy to talk to the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
So it made it just fun. You didn't feel like you were with a celebrity. You felt like you were just playing softball like a regular game.
Yeah. And they're like the celebrities that I've met in my life that have given me the most time, and my friends and our whole group the most time.
By far.
Like they want to hang around. They want to talk. They're not just like, boom, 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 we got to go. Like And you can tell there's a friendship. It's not just online, hey, you do this for me, I do this for you, that kind of thing.
No, and they've made it very clear. Like, they've offered us pretty cool stuff that maybe will happen in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But they're just very genuine from top to bottom. I mean, Big Justice is a really good kid. AJ's really nice. Unbelievably nice. Like, nice to the point where you're like, okay, like, you're being a little too nice.
Yeah, and Big Justice, he was balling at first base in that softball game.
Bro, nasty picks. He can pick it, bro. He's a dog.
Yeah, for real. And I had a great time. It was also my birthday theme for that game. It was the birthday bash, and we will have the July one coming up pretty soon called The Fireworks Show. So stay tuned on the main channel for the July softball special. And that'll pretty much wrap up our speed run of everything we missed that we should have talked about last week. And I want to start the normal slow down conversation thanking all of you once again, because I put out a video saying I want to throw out a first pitch. I saw multiple people all over my social media throwing out first pitches. I was like, all right, I've put in the work over all these 8 years, whatever it is, and I want to do this. And I feel like I'm this close. I'm like right there to where I should be able to cross the line and get a first pitch somewhere. So I was like, you know what? I got supporters. I got friends. Let me put a video out there and see if we can make something happen. And y'all did it, because there's one locked in. It is happening. August 16th, I'm throwing out the first pitch for the Tri-City Dust Devils.
Nice.
The high A affiliate of our Angels.
Okay, why did I not know that? Is that bad of me? Am I fake for that?
I kind of forgot. I knew who they were because Andy gave me a hat and he's like, oh yeah, this is the minor league team of where I'm from.
Right.
And I was like, oh, cool. And then it totally slipped my mind that they were part of our minor league system.
Yeah, I've never really known that. Not to lie.
So that is happening. I cannot wait. And that'll be my first ever first pitch. I'm also in conversations with two others. We have the Sod Poodles, the AA team of the Diamondbacks. Nothing locked down, but we are talking. And we have the Timbler Rattlers of Wisconsin. They are the high A team of... I'm blanking. I'm not going to lie.
Couldn't tell you either. I'm bad with like the minor teams.
Let me see. Timbler Rattlers from Wisconsin. I know this. They are, it'd be nice if it could tell me somewhere, the Brewers.
I was going to guess St. Louis.
I should have known that. Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Wow. They claim the whole state and they're the high A team. But yeah, we've also talked, so those might happen as well. So if you really want to see it happen, keep blowing up the comments on that post that I made, and we'll see where that goes. Timber Rattlers and the Sod Poodles. But we are locked in with the Dust Devils. Flight is already booked and got confirmation from their on-field entertainer.
Eric. As long as you got confirmation, who cares, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I can't wait for that. And if I throw a ball...
No, you're not. Because if you manifest that now, it's not going to go.
Yeah, we're throwing a strike.
Yeah, you're throwing it right down the middle. Mm-hmm. Probably like 56.
See,
is my guess.
If anything, at least if I miss, it can kind of feel like I'm building my way up to. I'd rather throw the ball in a minor league game than get offered a major league game and throw a ball. Yep. So hopefully we get it right down the pipe. That's the goal.
Are you going to gas it or are you going
to? I just want it to be accurate. No, okay. I'm not going to baby it because I feel like when I baby it, I'm less accurate.
Okay. So I feel like you'll be fine.
I'll put some, like I'm playing catch. That's
you,
all.
You got to think though, like half of the people that throw these first pitches
don't
throw baseballs.
True. Look at 50 Cent.
And that's, yeah, like a lot of those people. Mm-hmm. Didn't Conor McGregor, like all these type of people.
Oh, yeah.
They're not going to throw strikes like we were.
The amount of times, and it'd be a dream to throw it for the Angels. The amount of times, dude, where I've heard like, and here is Kevin from the local 76 throwing out. I'm like, really?
I would kill to throw a first pitch.
Anybody would.
I mean, I had a similar experience, though, at Angel Stadium. I've told you about this before.
The fly ball thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I got an autographed baseball from Johnny G. Vitella.
Johnny G. I love that
guy.
Some,
like, backpack thing for the Angels. But it was a dope experience. I was really stoked with that.
Yeah, and speaking of dope experiences that the Angels do that I have not seen in like 2 years, your canned food drive that you guys do like the week before Thanksgiving, where if you turn in canned food, you get to go bat on the field, you get to go in the bullpen, you get the shag, bring it back. That was like the first big video that ever happened on my channel, and we did it one other time, but I haven't seen it the last like 2 years because I get these emails from any Angel fan does, I think. It says Angels in the Community, and then it tells you a bunch of events they're going to do. I get them like monthly, I think. And it used to be in there, and I've looked it up on their website. It just hasn't been there. I don't know why you guys stopped doing it. It's a good cause, and it's really cool.
I could tell you one reason why it's not there.
Artie Moreno.
Exactly. You spoke it into existence. You said it before I had to say anything else.
Yeah. Sell the team, please.
Yeah, he's not.
No, he's probably not. So... Let's get talking about Cincinnati. Checked off that ballpark, and that brings me down to three left. I'm almost done.
And what are the three?
Baltimore, D.C., which I want to do in one trip because they're like an hour away from each other. And Minnesota.
I think that'd be pretty cool.
I want to get it all done this year.
I think Camden's
the
best.
Because I want to say that I did 30 before 30, and I only have one more year.
I think Camden would be the best out of all three of those.
Yeah.
And then I'd probably go Minnesota. I don't know. Yeah. Actually, Washington would be pretty dope.
Yeah, I think they're all going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if the Timber Rattlers happens, because that's Wisconsin.
Right.
Minnesota's not that far. So maybe book a one-way flight, throw the first pitch, then book another one-way flight to Minnesota, and then go home.
It's not a bad idea.
That could happen. Maybe. We'll see. That would be a lot of fun. I want to get them done. Like Minnesota, Tony T., who joined me on Cincinnati also. Tony T's got the hookups in Minnesota because he was in Little Big League, a movie about the Minnesota Twins. So that one I kind of feel like I got to go with Tony. But Baltimore and D.C., I'm just like, hey, I just need one person. One person give me the green light, and I'm like, I'm going. Because it's such a big trip to do two stadiums that I'm like, I got one person to go with me at least.
And you're going
to
want to explore a little bit. Like, you're going to be gone for at least 5-6 days.
I said at least a week. Because you need the fly-in day.
Yeah.
Let's say Baltimore game.
Right.
And then typically, because they're so close to each other, it's kind of like Angels and Dodgers or Mets and Yankees, they will go fly out, and then the Nationals will fly in. So then you got the Nats game. Then you got an explore day. Then you fly home. That's 6 days.
So, yeah, five to 6 days.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would still stay for a week.
Yeah, I think a week is the best option.
And it leaves you comfortable. Like, you don't have to feel like you're forcing yourself home.
Yeah, and there's plenty I would want to see in D.C. Don't know if I'd want to see much in Baltimore.
Baltimore wouldn't be like a destination spot, really.
No, I would stay in D.C.
Yeah, 100%.
Stay in D.C., do all the D.C. stuff. And then Baltimore's just like go to the game, and that's pretty much it.
Out of there.
I can't think of anything worth checking out in Baltimore.
I couldn't tell you a single thing.
There's nothing. That's the plan. But let's talk about Cincinnati a little bit. Went with Tony T. I mentioned that. And our trip actually started in Louisville, or should I say Indiana. It is so easy in that area to hit all three of those states in 2 hours.
Well, it's the thing of being out here, you can't go somewhere that easily. Like Arizona, you're driving at least 4 to 6 hours.
That's what I'm so jealous about the East Coast. All those small states, dude, you can hit like Philly, Baltimore, New York, Boston so easily.
And we have to drive 24 hours all the way to Texas. Like we can barely get through any states. It's horrible driving.
Even our baseball teams in California. You have Angels and Dodgers here.
Yep.
Then you got to drive 2 hours south to go to Petco. Then you got to drive like 8 hours north to go to Oakland and San Francisco.
I remember that drive.
I was going to say, we would know all too well about the drive to horrible. Sacramento.
Horrible.
Which I'm actually excited about them getting that Las Vegas stadium because that's a West Coast team. New stadium that I can travel to that it's a lot easier.
And you've been to the Coliseum and Sutter Health Park.
I've been to three of their ballparks.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah.
In the span of probably 3 to 4 years.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
That's wild. And I think, because I wrote them down and I sent them to you guys, like ranking the stadiums.
Yeah.
And I think I'm at 29 because of duplicate stadiums, because two for the A's right now. I went to Old Texas and New Texas, so that's two for Texas. And then all the others are just 1-1-1-1-1. They haven't changed stadiums.
I was pretty surprised with your list, by the way. it was unique, but I haven't been to all those stadiums, so I can't relate.
I think that plays part, obviously, is like seeing it with your own eyes and your own experience of the game you saw and the weather, and it all plays a factor. But I did rank Great American Ballpark at number 5.
And I think that's valid. It's a gorgeous view. It's always nice out there. Like, I've never seen maybe 3 rainy day Cincinnati games.
Well, speaking of weather in Cincinnati, we'll definitely talk about that. But, yeah, started in Louisville, and we stayed in Indiana. And David Reel, good friend of my friend, Tony T, let us stay at his place. Oh, my God, amazing place. I kept his privacy. He didn't want us to film any of the inside stuff, which I was perfectly okay with, but... Dude, oh my God. pinball machines, pool table, bar, projector movie screen.
So everything you could ever want in life.
Dude, he's living life, bro.
Yeah, that sounds
pretty
nice.
He has a lake in his backyard, bro. And in that lake, you have bass, catfish, a bluegill, and you're allowed to catch 20 a day and cook them if you want. He does it personally. He throws them back. Him.
Yeah.
But he's like, yeah, all the people that live here can catch 20 a day.
I mean, when I went to Texas, it was kind of similar like that. Mm. But at the same time, you're not able to take them. You're releasing them on point. The fact that you could catch 20.
And you wouldn't even know there's a lake up where he lives because it's like up in the mountain kind of.
Oh.
And if you're driving the main road of Indiana,
yeah.
It just looks like grass. It doesn't even look like there's anything up there. It's
That's
crazy.
Pretty, though.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Weather, not it looked amazing, but trust me, it did not feel amazing.
Humid, I'm guessing.
So humid. The worst humidity I've ever been in. I'm going to talk about that a bunch when I get to Cincinnati. But we started with the Louisville Slugger Museum. Like I said, we were staying in Indiana, but it was literally like 20 minutes to drive into Kentucky, Louisville. And we went there. Tony is Mickey Scales in Little Big League,
yep.
Like I mentioned earlier. And he has his own Louisville Slugger bat from the movie, which was actually used in the scenes. And so he brought that. And he has a Michael Jordan bat, his first ever bat that he used in professional baseball, got 2 hits with it. And then he gave it to Tony because he knew him from Little Big League.
That is so sick.
Yeah, it's autographed and it's an official Michael Jordan game used bat. It's
that's
insane.
Something that's so rare.
Yeah.
You cannot find one of those on the internet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What a special gift.
Like, I'm sure people might have one, but do they have it autographed?
No, definitely.
Probably not.
No. And even then, finding a Michael Jordan bat, we're not talking a basketball. Mm. We're not talking shoes.
No, we're talking a different sport.
Yeah, exactly.
A goat of one sport in another professional sport. Yeah. One of his items. So Tony brought that, and they put it in the bat vault for people to look at. And so that was on display while we were getting our personal factory tour, I believe, because we started, you know, kind of in the main rooms where everybody can walk and
right.
You can go look at whatever you want. They had all sorts of game used bats from all 30 teams. Like, if you were to name a team, I could probably remember who they had out in the main area.
Okay, Cubs.
Cubs, it was Chris Bryant.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So, what about, shoot, let me think of one. Guardians.
I do not remember that one.
Oh, got you there. Got you there. I came,
Angels,
I came
they
up.
Had Vlad Dad. Yankees, they had Babe Ruth.
That's sick.
Yeah.
That's like one of one right there.
Yeah, I was like, I need to hold that Babe Ruth bat. And they had Clemente. I was
that
like,
is pretty
let
dope.
Me hold the Clemente. Who else? Orlando Cepeda.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So those ones are in like this main area where you just wait in line to pick a bat. Dude hands it to you. But the Baltimore bat, Frank Robinson, was out of town. They took it and it was going to like Baltimore for some anniversary or something.
Hmm.
So that space was empty. So that's where we put the Mickey Scales bat.
Oh.
So when the employees switched, Tony was like, we should pull a prank on him. And because you're not allowed to take it off.
Right.
They're supposed to take it off, hand it to you, and, you know, don't swing it. Don't do anything crazy. So there's a line of like 10 people and Tony goes in the exit and he grabs it off the shelf while the employee has his back turned. And he's like, hey, bro, those are game used. You're not supposed to touch those. And he's like, oh, really? And he's like swinging. And he goes, hey, man. And you're not supposed to do that. And Tony's like, he says, like, it's a game used bat. And he's like, oh, well, it's my game used bat. And he goes, oh. And then he kind of chilled out.
Tony is like that. His humor is very unique, but when you do little pranks like that, I find Tony doing it. Mm. I could see him doing it.
Oh, yeah. It'll be in the vlog. It's hilarious.
I bet it's funny. He's a funny guy.
So
I think Tony's awesome.
Oh, he's amazing. He's done so many things for my life that I would have never done, like this trip.
Yeah.
But we did that, explored the floor a little bit, and then we went to the factory where it all gets made. All the bats are chopped, shaped, painted, sent to major leaguers, sent to youth, all kinds of bats. And I think ours was a personal tour because we were like with the machines. And then I saw like yellow lines painted everywhere. And I saw one group kind of in the distance staying in the yellow lines.
Right.
I was like, oh, that's probably like the official tour. I think we're getting like a personal VIP tour. Like, this is pretty cool.
And not many people are getting a VIP tour in a Louisville Slugger Museum.
The Louisville Slugger Museum. Yeah. Where all the bats are made.
Nobody.
And they had, like, the nameplates. Like, because you know how, like, some guys have their signature on there? Yeah, yeah, they had, like, Babe Ruth on there. They had Hank Aaron. They had all kinds of people.
Those are legendary guys that you just named.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's crazy. I wish I could go to something like that. That sounds so unique.
You got to hit it up one day. And speaking of a little interruption, our Angels are up 4-0 in Atlanta now.
Oh, are they really?
Yeah.
Who is pitching today?
Tyler Anderson.
Yes.
And knowing our Angels, they're going to get to 500. and when they have that game, they can finally get over 500, they're going to lose. Because they're allergic to going over 500 today.
I think our bullpen, our bullpen. That's what they're going to do. They're going to blow it. But, wow, who's doing it? Adele.
Jorge Soler drove in some runs, too.
Dude, Adele's been on fire this month.
June Joe Adele is to be feared.
Special. Yeah. But I don't think he's not going to win AL Player of the Month.
Oh, that'd be so lame if he didn't.
Well, because Aranda's already doing pretty well.
Mm.
Kurtz is doing well.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, he's having a monster June right now.
Oh, yeah. All I remember about Kurtz is him pimping those home runs in Sacramento.
Dude, and they were, like, hammered.
Dude, he smacked them, and I looked at the ball, and I was like, let me look at him. And I just look at him, and he's just staring at it. And I'm like, oh, it must be gone.
And what's crazy is Ohapis was hammered, too. But I felt as if Kurtz just smashed it, and he knew it right away.
Yeah.
His was, like, full confidence, unblown. Did not care that game. It was awesome.
So, got a little off track, but...
Yes, sorry.
That's on me. And we're back at the Louisville Slugger Museum. I want to give a shout out to James, Josh and James. I kept getting them confused. I think Josh was the one that gave us the personal tour. Josh, shout out to you. James watched the videos, told me some of his favorite videos from my channel. Shout out to you. And Dylan, shout out to you. He was the one we pranked, so... Shout out
Poor
to
guy.
You as well.
At least you're getting a shout out on the OTF pod, though.
Yeah, but the whole place is dope. Did you see the pictures I put on Instagram of the front with the giant bat?
Yeah.
Dude, it's so funny because you can see it from a distance. It looks like a real giant bat just leaning on a building. It's just so funny looking. And that was obviously a very cool entrance to get in. And once we were in, it just kept being cool. We got to see this bat vault. They had bats of any legend you could think of, practically. Hank Aaron, Ken Griffey, Stan Musial. And you could tell, like, how much these bats were ancient and meant a lot to baseball history because we had to put on batting gloves of our own to even hold these bats.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Valid.
Yeah. And we went in there, came out of there, and we went into, I think, an area I don't think anybody's allowed at the hitting lab where pro players will come and they have like every model of every Louisville Slugger bat they've ever made.
So sick.
And there's a batting cage on this like fifth floor. It's just a batting cage and they have hit tracks in it.
Damn. So this is advanced.
Yeah.
But I you would kind of expect that.
Yeah.
It's Louisville Slugger.
And so if pros come to Louisville Slugger, they go up there, they pick a model, swing it, find one they like, and then they go fine tune it, make it how they want. And I just remembered something else that was funny. So we went to the area of the factory where they make the pro bats for, you know, the MLB players.
Right.
And you know what cupping is in a bat at the top of the barrel? Like sometimes
it dips in, and sometimes
it's just normal.
Right. Yes.
So Cody Bellinger hates when it dips in.
When it's cupping.
He doesn't like a cupped bat. And hey, neither do I. For some reason in my head, I think it takes away power. It probably doesn't, but...
I honestly have no idea. I actually had a question, though.
Hmm.
Out of every bat you held, which one was your favorite?
Oh, it was Babe Ruth.
Oh, I don't blame you.
They got Babe Ruth bats, bro. I don't care how much everybody says, oh, he faced plumbers. He's
Bambino.
He's a legend of baseball, and the fact that they had a bat that Babe Ruth used is crazy.
Yeah, that is so cool. The Great Bambino.
Yeah.
That's such a good movie.
But... Where was... Oh, yeah. Cody Bellinger and his cupped bats frustration. He does not like it. So, one time they accidentally cupped it and sent it to him, and he was like, I don't want these bats. That's not how I like them. So, now, on the cupping machine, there's tape, like layers of tape, And then the guy who runs the machine and the other employees wrote, CB35, Cody Bellinger 35, does not like cup bats. Do not cup his bats.
Oh, they learned their lesson, yeah. It sounds like.
Yeah. And this dude writes haikus, and he puts them all over. So they're just hanging around.
Like, that's so funny.
I took a picture of one. He wrote a haiku about the Bellinger not liking a cupped bat thing. I forgot what it was. I have a picture of it, but he was a really cool dude. And we met the fifth generation Hellrich and... Man, I cannot remember. You know the Louisville Slugger logo, right? It's got the circle.
The LS.
Yeah, yeah. And some of them say Louisville Slugger full length. And then under that is, man, it's what the first name was. Louisville Slugger Hellrich. It'll come up right now. Hellrich and Bratsby. So, okay.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
They are still working there till this day. Fifth generation, I think.
Wow.
And they were there walking the factory. And I was like, oh, damn.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. And you can tell who has the pro models, like, that are going to MLB players, because they have, like, tickets, like, big 8.5 by 11 pieces of paper hanging on bats. And yellow ones are just, like, you know, ones you or I ordered online or something. And the purple ones are the ones going to the pros.
Right.
So anytime we saw a purple one, I was like, oh, who's this?
Yeah.
So we saw, like, Willie Castro. We saw Gavin Lux, Matt McClain, Cody Bellinger. And I'm sure there's so many more in there.
I know Anthony Volpe's name is mixed in there somewhere.
Is he a Louisville guy?
Yep.
Okay.
I think he is. I could be so wrong, but I know he was early on the torpedo bat.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Yeah, experiment. Yeah.
But now everybody makes them, it seems like. Who are the bat makers these days? It's that you see a majority of in the major leagues. It's Louisville Slugger,
Marucci,
Victus.
Marucci, no.
Marucci? Yeah. I don't know.
I feel like I've seen Marucci bats.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I'm so used to seeing the V or the circle. That's all.
Okay. I was wrong about Volpe, by the way. He's Victus.
Oh, there you
go. So you called that.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure Marucci's a major league bat now.
Maybe. I'm not sure. Sam Bats is another one, the dude with the little wings and everything. I just know from playing MLB The Show.
Right. Yeah, Marucci. I was right.
Okay.
They're in the MLB for sure.
Yeah. But it was a really cool experience. I highly suggest doing it for anybody that is visiting or around the area. It is something you want to check out, especially if you're a baseball fan. And we ended up going on a steamboat or a paddle wheeler. Some people call it that as well. At the end of the night, it's those boats with like the big wheels on the back.
Yeah.
And it was like an official one. And we went on it, and it was the first ride it had done in like 3 months because the whole city got flooded.
Damn.
So they had to do repairs to it. And
jeez.
The day we were there was the day it got back into action. And I was like, all right.
Talk about some luck right there,
yeah.
Huh? That's pretty nice.
So went up the Ohio River a little bit. I asked our friend, David Reel, how long would it take? Because I know the Ohio River is also behind Great American Ballpark.
Yeah.
To get from here to Great American Ballpark on just the Ohio River.
Yeah.
And he said probably like 8 hours on a steamboat.
That's really not that bad.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, on a boat, you'd probably throw up everywhere and, you know, maybe get seasick.
I don't get seasick. But yeah, if you are a seasick person, yeah.
Oh, my mom would not last 5 seconds on that boat. Not even 5 seconds.
I think on a speedboat, though, he said you could do it in like 2 hours because the paddle wheelers go super slow.
Yeah. They do go slow.
But yeah, on like a normal speedboat, you could do it pretty efficiently, I would say.
Imagine just hopping on the boat. Hey, we're going to go to the Reds game today.
I would do it.
Although, be so sick.
I didn't see anywhere to dock at Great American Ballpark, so I don't know where you'd put the boat.
Just hop out. Put an anchor in the bottom of it.
Yeah, who's
going to
take it?
Well, someone would.
Yeah, probably.
It'd be okay, though.
Now, we take our journey to Cincinnati. That was about a two-hour drive from Louisville, and we were in this hotel called the Hilton Netherlands Plaza, and Tony T, you know, he's very good at talking, and he's very good at making people like him and have a good time, and he got us the top floor for our hotel, and our view was the Bengals stadium, like straight out our window.
That is awesome.
And through a little sliver of skyscrapers, you could see Great American Ballpark, and I was like, damn, how the hell did we get this view?
Did you have a vision of the best wide receiver in the NFL?
Jamar Chase.
Yes, sir.
Surprisingly, I didn't see anything Jamar Chase.
Oh, damn, that's crazy.
I even scootered to, it's called Paycor. I'm losing track of all the names of these stadiums because they change so much. I scootered to Paycor because I always get like stuff from the gift shop just to have a memory. And those are always open. So I went over there. Didn't see anything Ja'Marr Chase in there.
Joe Burrow,
I saw, yeah.
But Ja'Marr?
I know. He just won Triple Crown.
Yeah, he's like the biggest receiver in the NFL right now, probably besides Justin Jefferson.
Did you see that video of the guy on the airplane who asked Ja'Marr Chase for a picture?
Yeah, and did you see him brushing off that girl?
Ja'Marr Chase?
Yes.
No.
Some girl goes up to him, and I'm guessing they hooked up before or something. She goes, hey, and he goes, yeah, and just like pushes her off.
Yeah.
It's awesome. You got to have some real guts to do that in front of the camera, too, and it went viral.
The one I saw, and he saw also, and maybe you've seen it. He's on a plane, Ja'Marr Chase, and this guy just asked for a photo, or it was an autograph. It was one of the two. And he said no. And he's like, all right, I'm going to out you then. Yeah. Ja'Marr Chase is sitting right here, everybody.
Yeah, he's got the phone up like this. He's like, guys, look who I'm next to.
Yeah. And then the funniest thing to me is he outs him. Ja'Marr Chase goes and looks at him like pissed. And then he goes, oh, I'm sorry, bro. like he legit felt sorry. You know, it was like, dog, you just yelled, he's on the plane, everybody.
That is so jacked up.
Yeah, that's messed up.
But I mean, fans are going to be petty if they don't get their autograph.
Speaking, I wish Cap would have been here for this story, because you're not going to understand it like Cap would understand it.
Oh, damn,
I had a wrestler on my flight home.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
100%.
Name him. I won't know him.
Her name is...
Oh, her.
Paige in WWE and Saraya in AEW, the one that Big Boom AJ wrestles for.
Oh.
She just got let go by them, though.
Oh, never mind.
So I get on our plane, and she's sitting in the third row. And I'm it's Southwest, so it's first come, first serve.
Yeah, love Southwest.
Yeah, they're changing that next year, by the way.
Bro, they changed a lot.
Yeah, everything unique about Southwest is not going to be there in 2026.
They don't do the two carry-ons anymore. So whack.
They're literally just going to be like every other airline now. Assigned seating, no bag. They used to be so cool.
I'm not flying Southwest anymore. I'm boycotting.
Well, if I get a good price, I'll fly Southwest. Yeah, I'll probably get to. But yeah, I get on the plane, and then I look to my left, and I'm like, kind of looks like Paige. And I was like, nah, why would it be Paige? And she had like a crop top on, and she had a tattoo right here. And I was like, well, when I get to my seat, I'll just search Paige and I'll see if she has the same tattoo.
Confirmation.
Yeah. So I get to my seat, I look her up. I'm like, oh my God, that's a tattoo. And I'm like, at least I think it is, because it's like a flower with leaves.
Yeah.
And the one I thought I saw, like with my eyes, I thought it was just all flowers. And then when I looked it up, I was like, oh, on here, it's flower with leaves. I was like, damn, I'm not 100% sure. But then at the end of the flight, she had this black hat on with a white rope. And I was like, okay. And then I was telling my mom about this when she picked me up from the airport. I was like, yeah, I think it was her, but I'm not 100% sure. So then I went to her Instagram. She posted a story wearing the same exact hat. And I was like, it was her. It was 100% her.
You should have gone out to her. Should have been like, oh my gosh.
I would have loved taking a picture, but she was row three. And by the time she was out, it took me another like 10 minutes to get out with how slow people get off planes.
Bro, that is the worst.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you dealt with that.
Oh, yeah. Big time. And my only hope, I was like, well, maybe she has a check bag and she's waiting at the carousel. Because I had to go there with Tony T. And I was like, if she's there, that's cool.
Yeah.
And then I got there and nope. She was long gone.
Like, that's a bummer. That would have been pretty cool.
Yeah, it would have been. And I thought she would have a check bag, because I'm like, she's a wrestler.
Yeah.
And I was like, you'd think they'd have a check bag, but nah. She was out. She was out. That's
happens.
All I know.
It happens. I had that issue with Evan Longoria.
On the same flight as you?
So no, kind of different. I got off at Long Beach Airport.
Yeah.
And I'm like all sad. Like I left my friends in Texas. I'm like so bummed.
Uh-huh.
I'm walking out. I look to my right. Dude's wearing a Giants hat.
Uh-huh. So and this is when he was on the Giants?
Yes. Yeah. No. This was, he was retired already.
Oh.
So I was like, okay, whatever. Like, it's just a Giants hat.
Yeah.
And then I walked out and it was like the open entry. So like the gates are not the gates, like the open doors, the sliding doors, they open. And I did a double take. I'm like, wait, that looked a lot like Evan Longoria. We're in Long Beach. He went to Long Beach State.
He did. Yeah.
Just makes a lot of sense. I go like this. And I look back, it was definitely him. And I knew for a fact, he posted on his story, Long Beach Airport. And I was like, oh, dude, that would have been so cool. But I also didn't want to bug him. He was like eating a sandwich or something. I would have been weird for interrupting his meal. So I didn't want to be that guy, because celebrities always talk about that.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to be that guy and get posted on a story for being weird fan.
Yeah, nobody wants to be that guy.
No, never, never.
And so we're in Cincinnati now. We get our hotel, and we have ourselves a Reds game coming up. We had on-field access thanks to, well, for me, Tony T, because Tony does all the work and does all the talking to his friends. And thank you to Barry Larkin. He actually gave us the BP passes.
Wow.
So, wish I would have met him, but it was a really busy weekend in Cincinnati because they were having the 50th anniversary for the World Series team. Mm. And so he was like, I got no time. Like, I'm up in the booth when I get here to 2 hours after the game's over.
That's still pretty cool, though. Not many people could say they got access from Barry Larkin. Yeah. No, just a legend in general. Yeah. He was so good.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
One of the best shortstops of all time. Yeah.
So we get down there, and dude, this is what I'm talking about, the weather. I am standing still. I'm not moving a muscle, not even an inch, a centimeter. And I am sweating with this humidity. It was so bad. I felt like I dove into a pool, and I hadn't even moved.
What was the temperature?
Like 85.
Really?
But the humidity was like 86.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It was so bad.
So it's like here, but Arizona humidity, pretty much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when we just were in Arizona.
Yeah.
Sorry, my girlfriend's off camera. That's why I pointed. Mm-hmm. But we were just in Arizona, and it was 113.
Yeah, but what was the humidity?
Like 10.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
I can deal with dry heat. Dry heat's fine. You just throw on sunscreen, and it feels hot.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad, but I can't imagine being in 86 humidity. Dude, no, I'm good.
And since he didn't even feel hot, I felt the sun, but it wasn't like burning. It was the humidity just doing its thing. I was like, this is disgusting.
That's always the worst too. You just feel gross.
You want to know what made it worse?
Oh gosh, here we go.
So I fucked up my face on this trip.
Oh, so you got burnt. I can't tell right now.
No.
Oh.
No, I did not get burnt.
Oh, so, this is worse.
From our time, we were in Louisville.
Okay.
I was putting the wrong product on my face, and my face was burning for the first 2 days.
Oh, dude.
So I'm like, what is happening? Why is my face burning? And I could see like red spots popping up.
Oh, you were breaking out.
Well, it was like bumps. It was just like the skin was turning red.
Oh, okay. And all right.
So I was like, what? And I grabbed the bottle, and I turned it around. It was body wash. So both bottles, the moisturizer, because I get dry skin, like right here.
Yeah.
But if I throw moisturizer on, I'm fine. So both bottles, the body wash bottle and the moisturizer bottle, both white, look very similar. And, you know, the lotion that comes out, both white, look very similar. So I'm using it for the first 2 days, no problems. But then obviously you keep using it and it will take effect.
Yeah.
So by that second day, I'm like, dude, what is happening? So I take the bottle. I'm like, oh, my God, it's not even moisturizer.
You were set up for failure.
So I had put it on like it was moisturizer, and I just let it sit on there once I rubbed it in all the way. So then go out, let the sun hit it, and it oh, my God, my skin was screwed.
Dude. I feel like your skin burning is like the worst pain.
It was just it felt hot.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, even like that's kind of like getting burnt in the sun in general.
Yeah.
And when you go in the shower and your shoulders are like burnt to hell.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That is the worst feeling in the entire world.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine my face burning like that. That would suck.
Luckily, recovered and for the later part of the trip, started using the correct one, the moisturizer. Yes. And by the time we left, and now that I'm home, you can't even tell.
It
was a quick turnaround.
That's why I asked you. I was like, did you get burned or like what happened? Yeah, no.
No, I was smart about that. I put on sunscreen. I was like, you know, I've been getting burnt too much. And the easiest way to getting skin cancer is just constantly getting burned. I was like, I've messed up getting burned way too many times. And I should probably be smart and responsible and stop myself from getting burned all these times.
Yeah, I get burnt too much. It's kind of bad.
Yeah, that's what happens. We're white.
Yep.
we burn.
Hey.
We don't tan.
Come on, man.
We burn.
Come on, man. Come on.
And we finish up. Oh, and by the way, the path. So I've done Angels on field a handful of times.
Right.
You go into the home plate gate on the right, tell them you're on the list. They let you in. And you basically just walk to home plate and go down and you're there. Well, in Cincinnati, you go through the guts of the stadium to get there, dude. You go through, like, the back rooms. You literally pass the visitors' clubhouse doors to get there. And you go up the dugout steps to, like, lead to the clubhouse.
Yeah.
And then you're on the field. And I'm like, this is the most interesting way I think I've ever gotten on a field before.
It sounds like getting on the SoFi's floor for a concert. Like worst.
No, I was going to say I was there for WrestleMania on the floor, but no, we were on the risers.
Oh, no, getting on the floor at SoFi Stadium is probably the worst thing ever.
Really?
I was there for Travis Scott. It took us 45 minutes to get onto the floor because you have all these people walking down there, level 3, level 2, and then you're just like level 0, level negative 1. It's like, what are we doing? Like, where am I walking?
Yeah.
It was horrible. SoFi's awful. I hate SoFi.
So I already told you about the humidity and how disgusting that was.
Yes.
So we wrap up on field and now we're going back to the way we came in and it is pouring rain like sideways. And I'm like, what the hell? That quickly passed and luckily it was an hour before game time and they still started on time.
That's a miracle.
They prepped the field. They covered it like an hour before and there were no problems.
It's because they knew Austin Kleschka was there.
Sure.
No, that's not sure. It's yes.
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 And I must have some special effect with baseball games because somebody commented this today on my video of the first Reds game. And I've had this thought about me going to games as well. I have good luck going to games.
Yes, you do.
Dude, like big time.
Yes. You were at the Reed Detmers game.
Reed Detmers, no hitter.
The Felix Pena.
Yeah. For Skaggs. Yeah.
And
Skaggs,
no hitter. What you're about to mention.
Well, Astros combined no hitter when I traveled to Houston for the first game. It's like, we get there, we go to the game, no hitter.
Simo's first walk-off.
And first homer.
This game.
And a Cubs combined no hitter against the Dodgers. So
that's pretty good luck, bro.
Yeah. So fly all this way to Cincinnati to check off the stadium, continue that journey to 30. And what a game. First of all, before we even talk about what Nick Martinez did, Spencer Steer had 3 home runs in this game.
And that's like a Jose Ramirez performance we saw. Yep. That's another one.
Yep.
3-homer game.
Yep. And I've seen Mookie Betts do too. And this was the first 3-homer game I actually was happy for because the other two were against my team. But yeah, that is going to be forgotten. He had 3 home runs, but Nick Martinez took a no-hitter into the 8th inning.
Shoved.
Well, 9th inning.
Yeah.
He, 8 no-hitting innings, but took it into the 9th.
Yeah.
And I have been through this process before. Like I said, we talked about the no-hitters I've seen. And I was like, oh, man, I know this feeling. I know when it's time to get serious. So Spencer Steer hits that 3rd home run. And Tony goes, man, we might have a chance at history today, thinking about a 4th home run.
Oh, wow.
And he has no idea that there's a no-hitter. And I go, might not be the only thing. And he goes, what do you mean? And I'm one of those guys, you don't talk about
it. No, you don't.
You shut up.
You do not.
And I go, look at the scoreboard. And he looks at me and he goes, shut up. He's like, don't. I'm like, just look at it. And then he looks at it and he goes, oh, shit. And I said, Tony, I'm sure he's seen some no-hitters also.
Oh, yeah.
But I said, Tony, I've seen no-hitters. When you get to the 7th inning, it feels real serious.
Yeah.
Because then they just have to get through 3 more innings.
The worst of Reed Detmers no-hitter was we hit so many homers in the bottom
8. Oh, my God, yeah.
So it was like, when is he going to come out?
Yeah, we won 12-0.
I know. Yeah. And Rendon hit a left-handed homer. Yeah. Trout homered off of Brett Phillips.
Yep.
That was a mess. And I was just like, can they please get him out on the mound?
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad I saw that one. Because if I didn't have that one, I wouldn't have a no-hitter where it was one guy from first to
ninth. Yeah, that was my first, too.
Yeah. All my other 3 involved multiple pitchers. So.
And I only went to that because my buddy texted me, and I was in class. I left class early to go to that game.
Wow.
All because it was a bobblehead night, too.
That's probably why. Well, no, I also went. Or no, that had to have been why I went. Because I went to the Felix one because it was our first home game
after
Skaggs.
Yep, me too.
But, yeah, it must have been a bobblehead.
It for sure was. I have a picture with the bobblehead if I found it. Yeah.
Yeah. But I am right there watching it happen, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is getting real serious right now. And I blame Javi. I hate Javi so much. Dude is an asshole. So listen to this. I'm sitting there and my watch vibrates. I look at him like, who's texting me? Javi. What does he say? 7 no-hit innings is crazy after the 7. And I immediately go, hey, Tony knows Javi is GQ. So I go, Tony, GQ's an asshole. I show him the text. And I'm like, I swear if it fucking gets broken up, I'm going to be pissed.
This is such a Hoffy thing.
And then he goes into the eighth inning, completes the eighth inning.
Yeah.
Eight is crazy. And I'm like, this dude's a dick. This dude legit wants it to get broken
yeah,
up.
Yeah, he did.
And I'm like, you're an asshole, dude. And as soon as Elias Diaz hit that double, which, by the way, after seeing replays and looking at the game highlights, that left fielder gave up on that ball way too early. He could have made a play on it. And with what was going on, you should have made a play on it. He was ready to just play it off the wall.
Who was playing him left?
Dude.
Maybe it was Steer.
No, it was some guy with long hair. Vidal.
Oh, Fraley?
No. No. We saw him on the field when we were there. I forgot his name. I'll pull him up really quick.
I bet you I can find him too.
I think it's something with a V, I'm pretty sure.
I just thought of
it. What
you said, long hair, and I thought Fraley right away.
No, it was Gavin Lux a majority of the game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but you know, with how serious.
Oh, Friedel.
No, not Friedel. I'll find him. Here we go. Ryan Velarde.
Never heard of him.
He played it like he was running after it, and then he turned to play it off the wall because he thought it was going to go off the wall. It hit the dirt.
Oh,
it literally went boom and one hopped the wall.
I think I saw the replay too, and I definitely thought it was a catchable ball.
Yeah.
I don't remember like it vividly, but I remember watching it at the moment for sure.
Yeah, with the split seconds he had of where he turned and was ready to play it off the wall, he could have used that time to keep running and possibly made a play.
Yeah, it sucks.
So immediately when it ends, I call Javi and I go, "You're a dick, dude. What the hell? Why would you?" He's just on the other end, like just laughing. And I'm like, "You're an asshole, dude.
That's so
funny. I hate you so much."
He's the only dude to jinx something like that.
Yeah.
He really is. And he manifests it too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is one guy that will put a bad spirit in the air just for your demise.
Seriously.
It's so hilarious, though. We love Javi.
Yeah.
We love Javi.
And look, it was a great game. Like I said, Spencer Steer hit 3 home runs. Nick Martinez almost threw a no hitter. But man, just having that taste. And even Tony agreed with me. It's just such a bummer on that game that we were this close. And he didn't get it.
You don't care what happens the rest of the game.
Yeah.
If you're going to see a no-hitter,
you
that's all
see
that resting
your mind.
Especially
when you're in the ninth, dude.
Exactly.
And it was a damn pinch hitter. A pinch hitter. That's so annoying.
And it's not like the Padres are a bad team.
No.
That's why I was shocked.
I was like, dude, them getting no-hit is kind of crazy.
You're no-hitting Manny Machado, Fernando Tatis, Cronenworth.
That's when I really thought he had it because he had to cross through them one more time in the lineup in the seventh inning. I was like, if it's getting broken up, it's getting broken up here.
Yeah.
And he made it through with some heart attacks because Tatis hit like a line drive to right. Somebody else, I think Merrill, pieced one to right that also got caught. And I was like, hey, we made it through the heart attack of the part of the lineup.
It's always the nobodies that break up the no-hitters, though.
Like Elias Diaz.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
the 2022 All-Star Game 8 MVP.
That is ridiculous.
3-2? I think he won it in Colorado, I think.
I think 22.
Or Seattle.
Oh, then 23. No?
Yeah.
23.
It was one of those years.
Yeah.
No, Vlad was Colorado.
Right. Yep.
So Elias Diaz was Seattle.
Yep.
That's so weird.
Yeah, that is trippy. He hasn't done anything since. Mm-mm. And even before, he didn't really do anything.
Mm-mm.
Just a one-time All-Star.
Martin Maldonado literally plays over him.
Yeah.
In San Diego. Yeah. And that was a hell of a game. As much as I wanted that, I cannot deny it was still a great game. That stadium. It's very awesome. You have the Ohio River right behind it.
Yeah.
All you got to do is just walk back there and you can see the entire Ohio River. They have the smokestacks, shoot out fireworks, and then they have like these popping fireworks that happen on home runs that are really cool.
Nice.
They have a little league like wiffle ball field, kind of like they have in San Diego. What else do they have? This mascot named Gapper that I did not even know existed.
Couldn't tell you that either.
Exactly.
Never
so I'm sitting there and I said, who the hell is this Philly fanatic wannabe? And then this Reds fan next to me goes, that's Gapper. I said, who the hell is Gapper? To me, the mascot of the Reds is the dude with the mustache.
Yeah,
the baseball head
I
with the mustache.
Of. 100%.
I'm like, that's the Reds mascot. And I said, nah, he's got to be new. So I looked him up. He's been around since 2002.
Oh, wow.
I was like, I've never seen this guy once in all of my time watching baseball.
Maybe it's just a Cincinnati thing that people know.
It has to be.
Because I've never heard of him.
Me neither. He literally looks like a red Philly fanatic. That's
What's
it.
What's the point then? You're copying.
Yeah, a little bit.
No, it sounds like a lot of it.
Yeah, he was messing with a security guard, so yeah. Oh, that's very on. Philly Fanatic coded.
Yeah. That's a knockoff right there. That's the Walmart version of the Philly Fanatic. Mm-hmm. That's some jacked up stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's some jacked up stuff.
And then we take it to the second Reds game. We were on the field that day too. Always fun. Always a good time. Met Jake Cronenworth that day. Took a picture with him.
Nice.
We also had the humidity that day as well. It never went away. Tony T was pretty much killed by it that day.
I saw the picture you posted. You sent us.
Well, that was at the airport.
Yeah.
At the game, I didn't even watch the second game with him. I never saw him.
Oh, really?
Because he was up in the shade at a charging station with a towel over his head and his head down. He had four medics come up to him and say, "Are you okay, sir?"
Oh, my gosh.
He's like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Poor guy." They said, "We've taken away 15 people today with how bad
Holy
it was."
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Damn.
So that game, I didn't see Tony T, but the Padres made a late comeback in that game. And I got to say, Jake Cronenworth hit a home run that, till this day, every baseball game I've been to, I don't think I've tracked a baseball better with my eyes from the pitcher's hand to the air to the point of landing than this home run.
That's
Jake,
pretty cool.
Jake Cronenworth hit it, and I literally thought it was going to go out into the Ohio River. Because it's possible. It's happened.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I was like, oh. I had my eyes on it the whole time. Never lost it in the sky.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that is killed. And then it landed like halfway up the bleachers.
He's such an interesting player. So bipolar.
Yeah. Except when he's around Austin Kleschka. If you were to pull every time I've seen the Padres.
Yeah,
Let's say I've been to 35 Padre games. Jake Cronenworth has probably homered in like 28 of them.
Damn. Yeah. Well, I remember when you, me, Dean, and Ryan went to the Angels Padres game.
Yeah.
And you were mentioning Jake Cronenworth.
Him and Machado.
And he homered that game. And so did Machado.
Yeah. Yep.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. They just have this sense that I'm in the stadium.
What are the odds?
And I wanted to tell him, but he was in such a rush. Like he was just like, I can't, I don't got long, fellas. And I was like, dude, I wanted to tell him so bad. Hey, Jake, anytime I'm at one of your games, bro, you pretty much homer. Like the success rate is like 80%.
You should have told me you were there. Well, I should have known, and I should have been like, okay, I'm going to bet on Cronenworth home runs, Cronenworth over 1.5 hits, runs, RBIs. I would have won a lot of money.
Probably.
Well, that's a shame. Yeah. I didn't get to do it.
And at that game, we also, well, I wanted to check out the statues they had to offer for their history. They got Pete Rose with his famous dive into third. That was probably the coolest statue they had there. Yeah. Johnny Bench, like mid throwing a runner out at second.
Yeah.
Tony Perez, Joe Morgan.
Straight legends.
Ernie Campbell, I think. Catcher from the Red Stockings, not the Reds.
Yes.
And yeah, very cool stadium. Very nice. I think I've decided, especially after making my list, that I like stadiums that are more in like a nature-y, natural environment than in the middle of a city.
Yeah. No, and that makes sense.
Yeah. In Cincinnati's kind of both. Like the backside, you get the Ohio River. The front side is the city.
Yeah.
But when you have like the nature-y element mixed in and you're not just surrounded by big buildings, I think I've learned that I like that more.
The one exception would be Petco.
Yeah, Petco's amazing.
They're an exception. Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Well, they kind of built nature in their outfield. They built a whole park.
Yeah. But like that's like you have the beautiful city, you have the wiffle ball field. Yeah. So many outside avenues you can go down.
Yeah.
In that stadium.
Yeah. Like Kauffman. Kauffman's also like in the middle of like nowhere, really.
That'd be pretty cool. I would love to go to see Kauffman.
It's just a huge parking lot because they share it with the Chiefs.
Yeah. Oh, and, yeah.
Yeah. And then it's just like trees around it. There's not much. You're definitely not in Kansas City.
Yeah, no. I flew a stop to Kansas City, and I remember how beautiful it looked outside.
Yeah.
It's a very pretty place.
Yeah. Yeah. And there is some trademark foods that come out. Oh, damn. The Angel game's over already?
Yeah, I think when we checked, it was in the top of the eighth.
Oh, damn.
So did they shut him out?
Yep.
4-0. Nice.
We're back at 500. We're going to lose tomorrow because we refuse to go over 500.
Yeah, no. We're going to get blown out, too.
And I'm not even kidding. This is not an exaggeration. The Angels have hit the 500 mark at least 5 times this year. Yep. I would say 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
And not once have they gotten over 500.
Nope.
They always lose the next game.
And it's the Braves. It's not like we're playing like some... Like, I know they haven't played that well this year, but they're the one team that's going to come right back at us. So I don't think we're going to really...
Although the Braves have had a rocky 2025, so please let that continue.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, Cincinnati has its trademark foods also. Skyline Chili.
Nice.
That's the big one that everybody is aware of. And I asked you guys, the fans, what else, like, do I need to see, need to try? And you guys recommended Grater's Ice Cream, which I did learn is like a big thing in Cincinnati. They love it there. And I'll give you my honest reviews. Skyline Chili. I never had chili ever in my life.
Oh, wow, really?
until going here.
Okay.
So basically what it is, like the main dish that everybody talks about. It kind of looks like a Chipotle bowl.
Okay.
And then they got spaghetti noodles, chili, and cheese. And that's what it is.
Interesting.
And I was like, never once have I thought of putting these all together.
And was it good?
It was pretty good.
See?
It wasn't horrible. It out wasn't of 10? Out of this world. I'd give it like a 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought when you said pretty good, it was going to be in like the 8s.
Nah.
Okay, and so it was solid.
It was solid. Yeah. I didn't hate it. I didn't love it.
Fair enough.
They had another drink there called Red Cream Soda, which I had never seen anywhere.
That sounds good, though.
I would have never thought of ordering it until I heard somebody working at the register say, we need a Red Cream Soda. And I went, Red Cream Soda? I was like, I've seen Orange Cream Soda. I've seen Vanilla Cream Soda. Never heard of Red Cream Soda. It was like a Strawberry Cream Soda. It was bomb.
And how about that out of 10?
Oh, it was bomb. I'd give it like a 10.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was bomb.
High ratings up in the chat.
It was really good.
Nice.
And then the ice cream, Grater's Ice Cream. Very good ice cream. I had 2 scoops. One was like a chocolate peanut butter.
Okay.
And that's like my go-to of anything. So love that. And then had a sample of this one. Didn't think I was even going to want it. But I was like, I'm kind of interested. It was lemon blueberry crumble. And I tried that. I was like, oh, shit. Give me that. That's the second one.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that was bomb as hell. And that is also where Tony T almost hit his head. Very scary situation that we had in this ice cream place. And it was added on top of multiple situations that happened throughout this trip. I thought Tony T was coming back in a full body cast, if I'm being honest.
Really?
So before we get to the ice cream one, let me just go in order. We get to his homie's house, and we're going to the lake. And I'm behind a little bit because I'm swapping out batteries. I'm getting my cameras. And so I finally catch up to them, and I hear, oh, Tony, are you okay? Are you okay? And I'm not thinking it's that serious, but
yeah.
He slipped on the path and fell backwards.
Oh,
and
crap.
And it's like a stone path.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God. So he was fine. He recovered. And then the next day we're in his house, and it's kind of like this room, how the roofs are slanted, and
okay.
The more you go this way, the lower it gets.
Yeah.
But in his place, it gets really low.
Okay.
And then there's like this little attic door area where he keeps a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah.
And Tony was like, oh, let us see the room. He's like, no, it's not finished. It's not finished. He's like, ah, come on. And he was like, no, next time. So Tony closes the door and he lifts his head. And like I said, the ceiling's low. And he nails his head on the ceiling.
The icing on the cake.
No, the ice cream is the ceiling on the cake.
Or holy
the
crap.
Way I said that's so wrong.
Yeah.
The ice cream is the icing on the cake,
yes,
not the
yes,
ceiling.
Yes.
So now we're back at Grater's. Those other two events have happened.
Yes.
Him slipping on the stone path, him hitting his head. And he leans back and shares a lot at restaurants. He'll be on his phone, leaning
man.
Back. So, you know, he leaned too far back. And then he falls, chair falls to the ground, goes through his legs. And it's like slow motion. He's like falling back.
Yeah.
And there's a count, you know, the counter with all the ice cream. And he nails the middle of his back on the corner.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, my God. I'm like, dude, you need to be in bubble wrap. Like,
what? It's just not good luck this trip.
Dog, I am surprised he didn't end up at the hospital.
That's bad.
Yeah. That was the last incident, though. Surprisingly.
Getting in the corner of something, the worst. Mm-hmm. I got the corner of my ear.
Yeah.
And I was just running around a table when I was a little kid, and my ear was bleeding like absolute hell.
Yeah.
Hitting any corner, the worst thing in the world.
Not fun.
No, it hurts.
Not fun at all.
Wouldn't recommend it, guys.
No. And that was pretty much the Cincinnati trip.
Hey, sounds like a good trip.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And we'll use these final moments to round out some shout-outs. So I did talk about that podcast with you and Dean.
Yes.
Heading into overtime. So break it down for them. Tell them what you want to tell.
Yeah. So I'm pretty excited about it. I think you guys should be too. We're going to be talking about a lot of sports, I feel like Dean and I have a very good connection, and we have a lot of funny stories, as we were talking about earlier in the pod. I think a lot of them would be entertaining for most. I think they would do really well on TikTok.
Yeah.
You know a lot of these stories, I'm sure. And I think, you know, we're going to start posting a lot of TikToks. I want to do a lot of like short form content and try and see where that goes. I kind of idolize NFR podcasts. Have you heard of them? They're the music one. Ann and Lou. They do a lot of short form content and it goes really well.
They remind me of Shortsy.
That's so funny.
They hate the fun stuff.
Yeah, they do.
And I'm like, oh my God, these
guys. They do hate on quite a lot of good music too.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But either way, I do plan on doing a lot of sports stuff. I was kind of surprised because I asked Dean, I was like, this was probably a year and a half ago. I was like, do you want to do a podcast? He's like, yeah, I'm down. And knowing him, I'm like, he's not down. This guy, he'll back out of anything.
Yeah.
So I didn't think he was about it.
Yeah. You said it in the podcast, but this is for Dean. Hold the mic like this, Dean.
Well, it's my fault too, because the mixer was low.
Just for him?
Kind of, because I thought he's usually loud.
I know.
So I was like, okay, like I'm going to have to turn this up or turn this down a little bit.
I could hear well.
Yeah.
Like you'd talk up here and then Dean would be like,
I know,
down here.
I know. And he texted me today.
Yeah.
Because it came out today, the first episode. We're recording this the day it came out. And Dean texts me. He goes, hey, gang, I think my volume's a little low. And I go, nah, gang, I think your mic's a little too far.
It's him. Because he's
it's both.
He's talking like this with the mic vertical. Yeah. You were talking like this with it going straight in.
Yeah.
So, Dean, like this, not like this.
we'll talk about it, Dean.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, I'm really excited about the future of it. So, we'll see where it goes. It's honestly the most motivated I've been with content in a while. I think YouTube just got really plain and bland for me.
The hell? Oh, for you.
For me. No, for me.
Nah, dude, don't listen to that guy.
No, I think it's just for me. I don't know. I just don't enjoy MLB The Show. That's where I came out of, and it's hard for me to say. Yeah, I love the game. It's just this year, like, it's so hard for me to keep up with all the programs they're dropping, and I feel like I'm constantly working, so I can't catch up to that. It's just not like a normal year.
Yeah, I had one spell of where I got swamped with a bunch of stuff, and then I felt like I was way behind, so I didn't catch up, and now I'm really behind.
Bro, I can't catch up, and I'll even tell her, like, oh, I'm going to play the game for a little bit, and then I get bored, because I'm trying to catch up on mission after mission after mission. Mm-hmm. It's just not fun for me.
Yeah.
But no, I just got bored of MLB The Show content.
Mm-hmm. Older you get, life gets busier. Trust me.
And video games get more boring, unfortunately. That's kind of how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Fortnite was fun back in the day. I knew it's obviously the time. And
I still only played Fortnite for the video I did when the Shohei skin came out. That's the only time I played Fortnite.
Hey, I loved Fortnite when it first came out. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
It was no video game better. I'm not even kidding.
Have you played Minecraft?
Okay, well, I have. But
yeah,
I destroyed
your house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I'm in the realm, and apparently my house just got destroyed.
Hey, we evicted you. You didn't pay rent. AKA, you didn't log into the world for like 7 months.
Dude, I've been so busy. I don't play video games anymore. I really don't, and it sucks.
I ain't gonna lie. I can't remember the last time I touched that controller.
Yeah, I play PGA 2K. Like, that's my game right now. And I play my career, blast music, and just have a good time with the sticks. It's so much fun.
I wonder what the Revolution game will be to where everybody's back on.
GTA 6.
That's where my head was going. Yeah. GTA 6.
100%.
Yeah.
And it's going to be crazy.
Yeah. It'll be very nuts.
Yeah.
And it would be nuts of you guys to not subscribe here to Off the Field Podcast or follow on Spotify and Apple, however those work. I'm not really too familiar with how it works on Spotify. I post the episode and you listen. I don't know. Can you follow us? I think you can follow us.
You can.
You should follow us.
I checked this today because I was learning as well. Mm-hmm. You can follow.
Okay. So follow.
So follow.
Yeah. And follow the Instagram, otf.podcast, at Austin Kleschko is my personal. Go ahead, shout out your personal.
Tyler Farron is my personal.
Well, there you go. And I'll try to keep you guys updated as much as I can with Cap and if he'll be back, when he'll be back, and we'll see who's in the seat next week. I'm not even sure. So it's going to be an interesting time for Off the Field Podcast. We'll see if we get it figured out. We'll see if the grind keeps going. But thank you for listening and have a great weekend. Thank you for filling in, and we'll see y'all in episode 114.
Peace.